So not long ago, I got into a fight with this big-ass beefcake of a man at the gym.
So now everybody's a tough guy. They come across like dudes. Her mannerism is like a dude. Why? She's not a dude.
And that's not the point of this video, because he ended up coming over the next day and apologizing, and I apologized to him because, like, both of us were fucking trying to get this piece of equipment, and it was the last thing we both had to do. Our fucking emotions were heightened because we were in a state of pump, but he fucking intimidated me quite a bit because this is a huge-ass fucking man, and mind you, I'm all 5 foot nothing, and even though I talk smack about being, like, bigger built muscle-wise, like, it's a fucking big-ass dude, like...
Ooh, you kiss your mother with that mouth?
His fucking bicep is the size of my ass cheek, like, come on now. And he kept coming fucking over to, like, bitch me out, and I'm like, buddy, let it go. And I had two other dudes there that I knew, like, I can't even say guy friends, because they were, like, grown-ass adult men, like, 40s. And they saw that he kept coming over to me, but they didn't say shit.
City boy! City boy!
My nigga.
And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm out here fucking beefing with this man by myself, and he keeps fucking coming over here to harass me, and no one's defending me. And it just put into perspective how much I need a fucking man. Like, if I've got more goddamn testosterone than you, I don't fucking want you.
Great!
I like the way you do that right there. Right there. Switch it.
I don't want no skinny ass beefcake that can't defend me in a state of fucking harassment like that. Like, if I have to be the one defending myself in every social situation where there's a fucking dude 3 times my size up my fucking ass, the fuck do I need a man for?
How long can I talk before this motherfucker snaps?
What a angry, foul mouth, trashy, K-U-N-T. And I know that's not how you spell it. But this woman's a fucking cunt. She's a degenerate, deplorable, low-life, foul-mouth cunt. Nobody gives a fuck who you want to date, bitch. You are not going to be an asset to any man's life ever. You are a cancer to any man's life you walk into.
I'm not a devil, and by no means am I a monster.
Let's check her page out. Oh, me. Have you seen me? Have you seen me from the left, from the right, with a towel on my head, in my car, in front of my cabinets? Me.
They play too much. Like, I think some of these women, I think their brain stops developing after, like, 16. Like, brain-wise. Face, body-wise, keeps on pushing. Brain-wise, 16, they done some of them. Act like straight kids. They still got a teenage mentality dealing with this.
Her ego is so fucking thick, no man will ever fit into her fucking life.
Ooh, you kiss your mother with that mouth?
At least she isn't showing her fucking clam print on here, so I'll give up. Well, I should have known. You're sitting going back and forth with some muscular guy. You are masculine. Because a feminine woman would have just said, you know what, sir, you got it. It's not even that serious. Like, I'm not about to get into a fist fight with some dude 4 times my size over the leg press machine or something. And you want 2 dudes who are your male friends, a.k.a. look, 2 dudes that are trying to and they think they're going to friend their way into your buns. And that's never going to happen. Well, it's really not going to happen now since you've seen them not take up for you.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
And let's be honest, by the time they're in her friend zone, they were never going to hit anyway. So these dudes were supposed to get possibly beat into the grave, literally, over a bitch who they never even fucked. No.
What?
Yeah.
Man, hell no.
And they probably sat back like, hey, if she want to talk, she can handle this. And it's not like the dude she was arguing with was beating on her, but y'all was just arguing. If you have big enough balls to argue with a dude 4 times your size, then they probably was like, hey, seem like you got this covered. Strong, independent woman who lift weights.
Women are not strong and independent, no matter how much they gonna try to lie to you and tell you this.
because they know you gonna, because they know there's a good chance that, that you might find them admirable for saying it. No, just no.
If you want somebody to protect you, get a boyfriend. That's right. You can't keep one because you're insufferable. If her two friends who were sitting there would have gotten to a fight with the guy and lost, the guy that beat him up has a better chance of fucking her. I wouldn't be surprised if she did fuck him or is planning on fucking him.
Bitches literally have to go to some type of school to learn how to be genuinely decent humans. They need to, they have to literally, because it's not in them. Movies lie to you.
This is a story. It says, married woman who kissed Chris Brown addresses the situation. It was just a friendly kiss. I didn't cheat. I just got carried away. I mean, yeah. They will never take accountability no matter what. You know how I say, like, pretty women are just, like, the worst people to be around and worst women to date? It's times 10 with black women. Like, this, if that's the picture of her in a little circle, I mean, face full of makeup, of course. But even without the face full of makeup, she's probably fairly attractive. Even though, I don't know. That's so much makeup to where she might look completely fucking different without the makeup. But this is what I want to say. Why the fuck would you want to kiss Chris Brown? Who knows where this motherfucker mouth been? Chris Brown is known to have 20 bitches in the hotel every night. Who knows if this nigga is secretly... Like, who knows what STDs you kissing? If I was a woman, and pause, because I shouldn't even do these. But if I was a woman, the last person I would want to put my lips on is a fucking celebrity. You got literally Satan's cock possibly on your mouth by kissing Chris Brown.
What do you mean by that?
When the other person is just like, you this, you don't that, and I've asked you multiple times, that really is irritating. I asked you, when they keep going, this, you suck, and why didn't you, and da-da-da. You know what I call that? You come home, and you're immediately in court, and you'd even know you were showing up to court. So when that person comes home, a lot of times it's the man, we don't want to talk. We feel our safest when we walk in that door. I'm like, oh my God, my wife is here. It's good. I left the world behind because my peace is right here, sitting down. And when I'm ready to tell you about whatever the days, you have to trust that I will tell you when I'm comfortable and when I'm ready. Just, can you scratch my head? Is that too much to ask? Scratch my head. And oh yes. You don't even have to kiss me. You don't even, just sit, pretend you like me. Pretend you like me.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
It will be a cold day in hell.
Women are walking balls of misery that just learn how to look cute, look like something you might want to fuck a few times. But they're all walking balls of misery, man. All of them.
All right. Now, he's talking about what women become at 40 and 50 years old, if not much before that. They just become insufferable, nagging witches. I told you multiple times, what are you, a kid, and this and that. Look, honestly, that's the best time to leave a bitch, when she turns into that. And just fully accept that you're going to be alone. And see, men can really appreciate being single after they've been in, you know, a 10, 15 year relationship. Or after they've been in two or three long-term relationships where they live with a woman. They see being single in a whole new light forever after that.
You would, like, seriously, you would just be better off just being alone and just jacking off the porn. Honestly, you'd be 100 times better off not dealing with any of this.